Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable. And remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN. Mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. That being said, I do have my Wednesday co-host with me, Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Happy hump day, everybody, fellow thought criminals on RBN.
How's your week been so far, Stephen?
It's okay. It's been a little stormy today down south where I am. And, you know, it's just another day in Hollywood, I guess. You know, it's like I'm doing okay. Personally, just the news is kind of alarming, as usual. And, I was thinking...
You can get whiplash. You can get whiplash trying to know where to look with the
exactly, with the very much so. Yeah, and I had the thought as we were starting to come on that RBN gets listeners. It gets passed around a lot. I was I think it was Michael Rivera saying they didn't know how many that people actually would hear it because. Just a lot of it's secondhand and stuff. So it's possible you might be hearing this for the first time. If you are, thanks for tuning in and, go beyond the official narrative, like the title of the show says. And anyone who listens to RBN is probably already trying to go beyond the official narrative. They're involved enough to be, they're smart people out there. I learned so much from the people who are listening to us. And that's been the biggest thing I've noticed since I've been doing this with you, that I learned from the listeners too. And so that I just wanted to pass that on. I mean, James yesterday from, that was on with us, that was is a wealth of knowledge. I've heard very informed people on here. And, it's good. It's why we are dangerous, I think, because we have the ability to have a free exchange of ideas with each other. You know, and that's important. I mean, and it doesn't come cheap. I mean, and it's not another plug. I mean, we need to keep doing this, not just here, but in our daily life. You know, I noticed this past week I went to a local political debate, and I had never done that before. And just as I've been getting more involved locally with people, getting to know, I find there's a lot more of like mind than I realized. We are meant to feel isolated and powerless by the media. That's their purpose. That's their job. And to make us dependent on their narrative. And, it's like, we have to go beyond that, just as you say. And that's been interesting to start to get engaged locally more. And I even put a sign for somebody running for office out in my yard that I supported. Never done that before. And it's not, I think that hopefully maybe that would be a trend with people. I don't know. It's like, it seems like the times are getting tougher and the people are getting more engaged. And it's terrifying how bad it could go. Their job, the media also is to make you fearful. That's another thing that I've noticed, that the fear, it will ramp up any way they can. Now it's the war, and you love Ukraine now, and don't pay attention to the documents that were released by Pfizer. You know, that's, and yeah. So that's what that's where my head is today, Richard. Yeah.
And yeah, there are a lot of things at home they don't want us looking at, for sure. But the COVID aftermath, as I might put it, is as a biggie, and the shot damage, and we can get into that in a little bit here. But I mean, I've been mentioning that the I just reported this week the UN is even warning us we're heading into the worst global food crisis since World War II. Okay, inflation is, you know, due to the money printing, first and foremost. Well, that's basically the short answer. You know, I mean, that is the cause. People who try to tell you this, that, and the other is trying to divert from the actual cause. We're hearing a lot about the housing market. We've just seen the biggest year-over-year spike, plus 28% in the cost of owning a home in at least 35 years, Stephen.
Yeah, that's just, if you don't have money to get in, you know, it's like things are just going to get a lot worse. I don't know how it will happen, but there's the digital currency has got to be on, you know, on the agenda, around the corner to, well, to an official heard, one where you have. Yeah.
We just heard about Ukraine. Ukraine is already linking digital currency, vaccine passport, and social credit score. Everything that you were told is a conspiracy theorist by the big tech self-employed fact checkers out there. But the housing affordability is about to crash the most on record. We've had farmers being paid not to crop for years now, and Bill Gates buying up farmland. The fuel shortage is even leading to a fertilizer crisis now, we're finding out. War to blow U.S. food prices sky high, famine, and not the war. It's the fuel shortages, scarcity that Biden's policies, who's a globalist puppet, have put into action, because he's as much a puppet to globalist agendas as anyone. You know, I mean, there's no comparison. You know, people can say Putin or Trump are not 100% on our side or this or that. It's totally taking away from the topic. But yeah, fertilizer prices are very dependent on these fossil fuels for production, evidently, and so that is significantly increasing that aspect of things. But food all around, they're saying huge shortages, like what, wheat, especially a lot of the things coming from Russia, but on top, compounding the shortages we already had, such as wheat, barley, a few others. Gas stations now have diesel as the biggest concern. I hate to tell you truckers out there like Dan in Washington and John Roadworthy, but yeah, they're saying diesel is the canary in the coal mine for the U.S. economy. A good article at Activist Post. Gas stations will run dry. Catastrophic scenario for diesel emerging, according to world's biggest energy traders. And they have a few examples of articles to illustrate just how much this has been an issue lately. Diesel is the U.S. economy's inflation canary. U.S. diesel stocks set to fall critically low. China asks state-owned refiners to halt gasoline, diesel exports. Global diesel shortages raise risk of even greater oil price spike. It's just a few of the headlines, some of the articles on this topic out there. And yeah, Stephen, like you say, I just saw one come before my my desk here. Ukraine crisis, accelerating rise of central bank digital currencies. I mentioned to you how Ukraine is doing this. They're a prototype for this globalist social credit, vaccine passport, central bank digital currency. But a joint project now between Central Bank of Canada and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology will be researching the possibility of an entirely digital Canadian dollar was announced last week. The digital dollar will be a state-issued cryptocurrency or central bank digital currency, CBDC. And it's not just Canada. Countries from around the world appear to be accelerating the research and implementation of CBDCs as we enter the second quarter of 2022. You know, anything that can be used as an excuse, catalyst, Stephen.
Yeah, indeed. And the vaccine passports don't go away. They just become digital ID. That's what it turns into for this agenda. And I've had the experience of having to upload a selfie and a picture of my ID to try to confirm my identity recently. Never had to do that before. The IRS is requiring this now to interact with them. And it's just, that's it right there. That's the way this whole thing will work. You know, once you are recognized and into the system.
I don't know if he's a listener to my show that regularly, not usually able to call at least, but I've heard a lot of good calls from Andy in Texas to RBN on some of the shows the last few days. I have to say I agree with him. We need to focus on these food shortages, the economic situation, the inflation, the fuel shortages, and how it's all engineered and start outing these people and corporations and the processes, legislation, which is, I mean, we just had this, what, $1.5 trillion omnibus passed in the dead of night. They suddenly passed out at midnight that a couple hours late, like 12:30 a.m. or something, they announced that within like, what, an hour or so, they were going to have to be there and decide what will be in it and what won't be in it. So it happened to be these far left progressive extremist members of Congress, if you will, and just putting anything and everything under the sun in this thing for these blue agendas, if you will. And then the very next day, it was a have to pass, 2,700 page piece of legislation. No time to read it, Stephen.
And yeah, that just, of course that, not. No.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just a charade, you know. It just the semblance of government, and the trappings, but it's just there's no representation. It's just
and you know the green agenda,
democracy. Yeah,
you know the green agenda and CRT and LGBT and you know transgender swimmers. All that's going to be just totally chock full of that legislation. Just benefiting the demise of the West, the looting of this nation's taxpayer dollars, you know, during this globalist shift. They're trying to use the U.S. to destroy it in the process of bringing this about worldwide, Stephen.
And more wars around the world, I'm sure. There's go ahead.
But the reason I brought up Andy in Texas, he's talking about how we need to talk about solutions more. And I agree, yes. That is where I do fall short all too often. I point out all the problems, you know, this, that, let's pass it to you, pass it to him. And, you know, yeah, I mean, even I could work on that or at least get people around me to present that more often if I can't as a host, it's the very least. And you yourself as co-host, sir. So, yeah, we'll have to get people with solutions more frequently networking. But I think a good way is to create your own solutions locally. And a great example is these networking mechanisms, such as the peoplesrights.org, you know? So.
Text rights to 80123 to get information about that, peoplesrights.org. And that will link you with liberty-minded people, at least in your local area, people who are concerned enough about the situation to want to go and defend their neighbors when their rights are being violated.
I think the right to grow food on your land, no matter what the you know, neighborhood homeowners associations have to say, be damned, collecting rainwater, you know, these kind of things, these kind of laws need to just be completely eradicated. You know,
I completely agree. And having when I'm went to this local political thing, I find a lot more people along those same lines. Just about all of the people there. Now, some of them did talk about having had COVID, quote unquote, but none of them. I didn't meet one person that was at the debate, and I didn't ask everybody, but you know, I didn't anybody that had taken any shots. So that.
Well, speaking of shots, yeah. That's a good pivot, Stephen. Mm-hmm. You're good yeah. at pivoting for the show's the half. This story we were sharing earlier with our circles from Blacklisted News. Okay, the source mm-hmm. was Mercola. Mercola, you should get on his mailing list, listeners, if you have not. Every day you have options to download great articles. It's ridiculous into infinity that he should have to put up with this. People should get singled out like him, who yeah. are particularly effective. That just shows how far along we are. Mercola is the canary in the coal mine, in a certain sense, you know, just like diesel fuel prices. But
yep.
Mercola's source on this, you can find it at Blacklisted News as well. Newly released Pfizer documents reveal COVID jab dangers. In September 2021, a group called Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to obtain the documentation used to approve Comirnaty. And I know how that isn't the actual one being used in this country. I don't want to get into all that. But anyway, including safety and effectiveness data, adverse reaction reports, and lists of active and inactive ingredients. When, after a month, the FDA still had not responded to the Freedom of Information Act request, these public health and medical professionals for transparency sued. Pfizer and the FDA asked the judge to give them 75 years to release all the documents. We covered this, doling out just 500 pages per month. But fortunately, the judge ruled they had to release them at a rate of 55,000 pages per month. And then the next section here, COVID jab supporter gets red-pilled. In mid-November 2021, the FDA released the first 91 pages, which alone revealed the FDA has been aware of shocking safety issues since April 30, 2021. For nurse educator John Campbell, featured in the video above, which they include here, these documents appear to have served as a red pill, waking him up to the possibility that the jabs may be far more dangerous than anyone expected, but he didn't get around to reviewing them until now. Cumulatively, through February 28, 2021, Pfizer received 42,086 adverse event reports, including 1,223 deaths. The latest trench of Pfizer documents also includes a whopping 9 pages of recorded side effects, 158,000 in all. In his video, Campbell reviews the documents listed as 5.3.6, post-marketing experience, which were originally marked confidential. They reveal that cumulatively through February 28, 2021, Pfizer received 42,086 adverse event reports, including 1,223 deaths. As noted by Campbell, quote, "It would have been good to know about this at the time, wouldn't it?" unquote, referring to the rollout of the jabs. Campbell had been fairly consistent in his support of the, quote unquote, safe and effective vaccine narrative, but, quote, this has just destroyed trust in authority, unquote, he says. And we have the break here. It's just a couple more brief excerpts before I get your thoughts on it. I'll finish up with here. Maybe we have a little time left. To have 1,223 fatalities and 42,086 reports of injury in the first 3 months is a significant safety signal, especially when you consider that in 1976, the swine flu vaccine was pulled after only 25 deaths. We'll be right back.
Gotta wash away the dust every day. Wash it away.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, the public broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And finishing up the bit, I wanted to read from this article here. And I'll just repeat the last little bit here. Okay, post-marketing experience 5.3.6, originally marked confidential. They reveal cumulatively through February 28, 2021, Pfizer received 42,086 adverse event reports, including 1,223 deaths. As noted by Campbell, it would have been good to know about this at the time, wouldn't it? Referring to the rollout of the jabs, Campbell had been fairly consistent in his support of the safe and effective vaccine narrative, but this has just destroyed trust and authority, he says. To have 1,223 fatalities and 42,086 reports of injury in the first 3 months is a significant safety signal, especially when you consider that in 1976, the swine flu vaccine was pulled after only 25 deaths. Now, the number of doses shipped has been redacted under a Freedom of Information Act redaction code, FOIA redaction code, that stands for, quote, trade secrets and commercial or financial information obtained from a person and privileged or confidential, unquote. Why would the number of doses shipped be confidential? I think it's pretty obvious to us, folks. Campbell is clearly bothered by this redaction, as you cannot calculate the incident rate or side effects if you don't know what the denominator is. As noted by Campbell, that number cannot be proprietary. It's being withheld for some other reason. And of course, you know, these days with the new math in the schools, they hope people are dumbed down enough to not understand the significance here. Stephen, your thoughts, your reaction.
Yeah, well, exactly, you know, so that you can't calculate the rate of death per show, you know, the chances of being killed out of the whole lot. And this guy Campbell, I haven't watched the video of him talking about this, but I recognize his face. I have seen him from the early days when the COVID thing was starting. He was he seemed like he was just trying to report what he had heard, what he had been told, you know, going over the numbers and stuff. He seemed like a sincere person and I had not seen him question the vaccine before, but he didn't push it or anything. He just was kind of more a matter of fact and trying to give people advice on trying to stay healthy. Seemed like he was sincere. I'll have to see how he reacted, because it's obvious once you see it, you know, it's kind of like you see it. Once you see that the health system was paid so much more per diagnosis and so much more per ventilator. And it's just, you know, once it becomes obvious, I guess, and I don't know how anybody cannot see it now. So many ventilators that ended up in landfills and just, you know, just ridiculous. I don't mean to step back from all of that all the way, but, you know, look, it's like they had COVID and the shutdown for 2 years to blame the economic destruction that they wrought on the whole world, basically, it's like now they have the war. And they have always have another excuse, except for, you know, another symptom, but never what's at the root of everything. There, it's just all this blown up money thrown around the world as a weapon, and it's, you know, as long as that continues, then I don't think that we'll have peace. But that's just another pitch, you know, thing. It just caught me as we were talking. I'll tell you that I had an interesting experience. Let me give one other anecdote here. My friends were playing this game, pool tabs, you know, gambling on the Super Bowl. And there's like a grid. You pull one out of, I don't know, 100 or 144, however many you have a chance at winning so much. And somebody said that they won, they paid 50 and won $500 or something like that. I forget the return. Maybe it was five and it was, but they hit it. And I said, well, what if you could hit it every time? As well, you can't do that. But, you know, I said, with the magic of fractional reserve central banking, you can. It's like, that's what it boils down to with the con that's being run on the resources of the world. I mean, it's simplistic. I know that sounds simplistic, but I'm a simple-minded fellow, okay? That's just how it looks to me, you know?
You sound like a thought criminal. You know, you can't attack the sacred private central banks, Stephen. You don't attack them. That's forbidden.
I
liked how you were talking last week with me in a conversation off air about even your experience at Aquatech. It's like a microcosm to the macrocosm of just how the whole game is played, and no matter what industry it seems that you're talking about as far as the corruption and how it's maintained, you know. Maybe you could touch on that a bit after the break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Stick around, folks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And Stephen, again, let me pass the mic over to you. And I'd be curious to hear your perspective on this again, and maybe the listeners' feedback if anyone wants to call a bit later.
Okay, well, it happened January of 1990, and you know, the world was a lot different place back then too. I just remembering that, because it's not just a a macrocosm globally of what was happening right there at that company and how things were corrupt, but you know, progression too since then. I these things have gotten a lot worse now. I mean, just the whole things were a lot different, you know. And so I was the quote-unquote receiving chemist at Aquatech Incorporated, a hazardous waste treatment facility. All right, and I had taken the job believing, I suppose naively so, that they were going to build a facility to do that work there. And you know, it's like they got all, I'm sure that there were contracts involved. They did do stuff for the military and for I think there were, it's may even been intelligence agency guy that owned it, the land before, maybe, who knows? That's another speculation that went on. But you know, it just was. I was lied to from the beginning that this Geiger counter that I checked the incoming waste with worked, and the first thing I did was have that recalibrated and recertified, and you know, I was, you know, it's just. That's what led to the whole thing with me getting fired, not being willing to sign the manifests that said, you know, that the what was in there in that shipment was actually in there. And I just, you know, that's a whole different thing. I mean, it's not just fudging a number or something. This is signing my name to the thing where there's radioactive waste that I've just signed in. So something in there is radioactive. And I don't know. Sure. It was supposed to be potassium hydroxide. I don't know. But it's just hydroxide, a waste product that they were going to use to treat some of the other stuff. And that's what led to the whole thing. But
it led you to realizing all of the corruption and the brick wall when you tried to go to the media about this. The corporation's viewpoint is just, it just assumed that that is what they're going to take. And you were aware of the full extent. No matter what industry, really. And that was kind of what really woke you up.
The response of the regulatory agencies, and not just in the state, but the EPA, too. They just didn't seem to care. And even law enforcement, there was, there were two criminal investigators for DHEC in the state at the time. And that's the Department of Health and Environmental Control, and they regulate nursing homes and things like that, and and environmental waste. And then the EPA, they were just a disaster too. But when I tried to talk to them before, and this is before they had the accidents there that they had. This was just after they had had the quote unquote accident with me at the end of January when I was doing the cylinders, and that was just the beginning. These people were supposedly going to build a facility. It was just a con from the beginning, and they charged the companies that they treated say $1,000 to get the waste treated. And then as they got worse and worse and knew that they were going to be shut down, this EPA Superfund site. Now, those are all around the country. Supposedly, this is to help clean up, toxic neighborhoods that have hazardous chemicals in them. And if a company is responsible, then they can be fined. And their corporation is paid into this to start with. And the money, once they shut you down, they can come after any company that had the waste there. And they told the companies who had already paid them, say $1,000 to get this treated. Now you can buy it back for $30,000 or $40,000. I mean, that's just the exorbitant extortion, basically. It's just that was all part of the con too.
You know, the whole idea of the Superfund site, it seems like they're trying to make more money off the corruption and production of all these hazardous chemicals and waste byproduct chemicals, and just reminds me of how you'll have in the markets debt being repackaged and bought and sold at profit in the market.
Derivatives, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
go ahead.
So that is going down that path of corruption. It's true. I mean, it continues to exist, permeate society, just the way you kind of described, all the way to the point where we have it on a global scale that they're creating wars in order to get the contract to go back in and rebuild. I mean, that sounds insane, but that's happening. And that's know that.
Steven, let's field some calls.
Okay.
With me, get their thoughts, get your feedback to their thoughts. Let's see, who do we have first? Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles. Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Richard.
Here with Stephen today. You know Stephen.
Hello, Charles.
Yeah. How you doing? I don't know. I hope this is not off topic, but I don't know if you've seen guy, the German fellow Rainer Füllmich, who wanted to have international grand juries investigate the vaccine.
Yeah, I know who you're referring to. Yes, sir.
Yeah, one of his woman judges in Paris has been arrested. I read that in one of the websites. Humans are. What is the name of it? Humans are free, I think it's called. But it appears now they're just not paying any. And the idea of international grand juries to investigate this is just, they'll just nullify it. They'll just arrest people and on trumped up charges.
I've heard of him. I have heard of the website as well. So yeah,
it's actually incredible. It's humans be free. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's definitely something that that I'm not too surprised by. I mean, it shows that maybe he did have legitimacy. He's one of the ones who was a serious liability to these people and their cover stories. But yeah, it's amazing how much. Well, what I was just reading of that Pfizer story, Charles. You know how much they're able to just ignore this and just throw something else in front of people. Like right now, the war. You know, until they need lockdowns again for some reason, right?
Right. It'll appear worse. They'll go two steps forward and one step backwards, but still gaining ground.
Yeah. Yeah, some are claiming that they'll bring back lockdowns for the election. I don't know. What do you think, Charles? Do you think that that'll happen, that they'll need that?
They'll use it in the elections to the Democrats will say, we've got to have more lockdowns, and we've got to have extend these privileges to people so they don't have to go to the poll to vote. You know, they can do it from home.
Well, that's the new
way. Just nullify the election.
Well, that's the new category for equity, Charles. You know, blue privilege. You know, we have to promote blue privilege and blue pride, right?
Right. Send us right into a major depression, too. We won't be able to go to work.
I was reading what you described, this lawyer, Reiner Fulmich's grand jury lawyers, that she was a French lawyer, said she's been working with three citizens associations in France to bring criminal charges against politicians who voted for the August 5th, 2021 law, which brought in a raft of repressive measures. And now she's been arrested, and the translation of the statements released is that they informed that she was arrested and placed in custody, don't fully know the circumstances under which such a measure was decided and what she's being charged with. And it's like, yeah, sounds
now,
like
he was the one he was the one I think I was reporting on who's a lawyer who's focused on the legal aspects and the brick walls they're up against right now.
Lawyers.
Yeah,
he's an American lawyer and a German lawyer. He's in the Bar Association over here.
I found his works on globalresearch.ca. That's a good website for all things about the medical tyranny, censorship, and COVID and the shots. It's a great website lately, the last couple of years, for that. Globalresearch.ca up in Canada.
Yeah, getting an international tribunal together to charge the conspirators with genocide is going to be very hard. They just won't pay any attention to it. They think you're going to call it. Well, the internationalists are the very, very people that are doing this.
Sure.
Euthanasia,
absolutely.
Yeah. Genocide. They're not going to try themselves.
Exactly. I remember when the QTARD PSYOP was going on, and they were part of the, it won't be safe for these people to walk down the street, but you know who's going to make that so? It's going to have to be the people that don't make it safe for these criminals to walk down the street. You know, it's like unless we do it, it ain't going to happen.
Charles, I always appreciate your calls, sir. I want to fit in another caller before the break.
Thank you.
Appreciated, sir.
Thanks, Charles.
All right, let's go on to James in North Carolina. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing? I enjoy your show. Listen to it all the time.
And thank you, sir.
I'm going to go about something that y'all had yesterday with James from Vancouver. I work for a landfill. and you were talking about books, not being able to find books. It's a purge of information. I get books from schools and from the local library. And anything to do with your history, like the Civil War, or any really civics, or anything to do with like old-time government, like your information, they get rid of it. They get rid of everything like that nature. So that these newer, this newer generation of Americans does not know anything about their history. So that's one thing I wanted to bring up to y'all. They don't want the information out there. They're getting rid of it.
That's disturbing. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's disturbing to hear. And I've noticed a lot of, I've seen the library purge books too. I went looking for one that I'd read a few years ago, and it's no longer in the catalog when I looked for it. And it was, I mean, and it was benign. It was just the history of art and physics as they developed. How the different kinds of art and the way the physics discoveries of the ages kind of, why would they purge that? You know, maybe it just wore out or something. I don't know, but you know, it was a pretty good copy, and it's not there in the catalog anymore. So I don't know. I don't know why. And I'm sure there are other things. Well, I guess I don't know why about that one. I do know why in general they were doing this, you know, it's dumbing everybody down and covering what the information that they want to replace the truth with is that veneer lies that they've been building in front of us, and they want people to look at the TV and, you know, get the sound bites. They don't want anybody, even this, so much as this. I mean, talk radio in some ways was the first social media in the 80s that people could communicate their ideas some, and you know, it's like the CB was kind of that way too, but it's... This has more for people to listen and follow along a conversation and picture in their mind. It's different. It engages the mind a lot differently. People think more. You're going to think more. I have to think more when I'm listening to the radio or when I read a book than when I'm just sitting and, you know, the video's playing and it's got me zoned out just to be fed information and programmed. You know, I'm actually participating in this more. Even playing a game is not the same to me. I guess that's because I'm such an old guy, but I've been reading more mm-hmm. a lot lately. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Good, great point, Stephen. Go ahead, James.
But now, here's also the other thing. It's not just your history. It's like self-reliance books. It's everything. It's a purge of just knowledge, useful knowledge. But now, if it's based in ignorance and, like, idiocracy, then they'll keep it. And that's – I'm at work right now, so I'm kind of watching for my next one to come in. But I wanted to broach that subject as from yesterday because I just listened to your show earlier this morning, and I wanted y'all to think about that. That's one of the biggest things that's happening. It's a purge of knowledge. They do not want our children, us, or anybody to be able to find out about the history of what's going on and how it's going on. And here's another thing that I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave y'all with it. Just remember, if it has an ist or an ism after the end of it, they're one and the same, and they're all the same problem. If it's a communist, if it's a, somebody in the Catholicism or Zionist, guess what? It's an ist or an ism. It's all one and the same, and they're all the same problem. Fellas, y'all have a good day.
Thanks for the call, James. Yeah, it's like...
Thank you, James.
I'm not exactly sure where it was going with that, but I can understand that the bankers' wars are all, wars are all bankers' wars to a sense, and, you know, I can see where that makes sense, that statement could make sense, and it being the problem, yeah. And the money that's pushing all this agenda, the social engineering, just as he was describing, they want to destroy self-reliance for families, individuals, and communities.
Well, yeah, they want to Orwellize the history and all, even science, you know, to fit the agendas. So, yeah, hard copy books are under threat. They want everything in the cloud. You know, you'll own nothing, and they will rewrite the world around you. We'll be right back for the final segment.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We'll be back for the final segment here on Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Weitener. And yes, Stephen, I think that is important. Self-sufficiency includes storing and having control of your information. Hard copy books are under threat. Even information on hard drives, you know, you having your own files. They want to get rid of, I was saying, with the cloud. And, you know, we need to draw the line there. You know, keep the hard copy books as well. You know, the ones that are worthwhile enough. Sometimes it's a tough call depending on how much you might utilize something. But it's always a shame to throw away something that is a little closer to, like, the laws that this country was founded with or just, you know, principles that predate, you know, critical race theory and equity and attacks on meritocracy, all this ridiculousness with transgender and the like we have now. But and Yeah, the files. You know, you need to keep those hard drives, those hard copy files. Don't get used to storing things in the cloud of your information. But seeds, you know, I think we all need to start storing heirloom seeds for any number of things, just to have and to pass on, you know, to like-minded people in our local communities in the future, because we're going to have to depend less and less on these people. They want to destroy access. I was reading about Bill Gates and Rockefeller too, I believe it was, Gates and these people with the seed vault. I should revisit that story again and keep up with it, Stephen, because all these things are so important in the semi-long-term to long-term.
I agree completely, Richard. It's like we are the libraries of the future, okay? If there's going to be any truth out there, if you're listening to this, like I kind of addressed somebody that maybe just first listening, you know, earlier, just like if you're listening and you're the library of the future, it's like that's the only way that the knowledge gets passed down from one to the other. This cloud, this digital technocracy is, you know, it's part of it's basically the slave system that they want to impose on all of us. I mean, in ways, maybe we have to use it too, but it's just, I agree with that about the books and the seeds, and also local engagement with people. It's like I wasn't able to do that to the degree I have been recently for years, and now I see there are a lot of like-minded people out there, and the ones I'm associated with, some who were trying to start, in fact, they've started a school, and they want to have it open by August. I don't know what the details are. They'll be worked out right after, you know, after tax season. I think about May is when they go back again. But this is a like-minded people that they wanted. Their issue initially was no shots. They didn't want to hire anybody who'd had shots, and they didn't want anybody to go to the school who'd had shots. And that, you know, that was the goal. And I'll let you guys know how that goes. And I hear the music coming up too. Thanks a lot for having me. Thank you, RBN listeners. You guys are really smart. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate.
Yeah, and y'all be good to each other too. So
we always appreciate you as well, Stephen. Well, thank you, folks. Stick around for Patrick Slattery as well with National Bugle Radio. Please support RBN to continue all of this uncensored streaming. So many voices and perspectives. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because